Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of November 2019. Supreme Court has sought response from NGO Lawyers Collective and its founding members Anand Grover and Indira Jessine Ganapli by the Central Bureau of Investigation challenging the Bombay High Court order granting protection from coercive action against them in an alleged Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010 violation case. Further, the Apex Court also refused to stay the Bombay High Court order. Supreme Court has dismissed petition seeking a review of its judgment giving a clean sheet to the central government in the Rafale fighter jet deal with French firm Dassault Aviation. On the 10th of May, the Apex Court had reserved the decision on the plea seeking a re-examination of its findings that there was no occasion to doubt the decision-making process in the procurement of 36 Rafale fighter jets. Supreme Court has referred petition seeking a review of its decision to allow the entry of women of all age groups in Kerala's Sabarimala temple to a larger 7-judge bench. The Apex Court observed that the question of whether women of all ages should be allowed into Sabarimala was part of a larger debate that also includes issues like allowing Muslim and Parsi women to enter religious practice. Supreme Court has closed the contempt proceedings against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi over his Chowkidar Chor Hai remark in the Rafale case. The leader has faced contempt charges for wrongly attributing the Chowkidar Chor Hai remark against the Prime Minister. He had later apologized to the court, which the court accepted as his unconditional apology and closed the contempt proceedings against him. Bombay High Court has modified its earlier order to allow Devon Housing Finance Corporation Limited (DHFL) to pay banks and other financial institutions that bought out the mortgage lenders' loans under securitization agreements. Madras High Court has granted conditional bail to an environment activist Mujalin in a rape case, directing him to appear before police once in every 2 days. And dismissed his claim that he was abducted as a cock and bull story. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea seeking to summon Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar as a witness in a lawsuit on copyright violation filed against him by JNU scholar turned politician. The court said it is not necessary to summon Kumar, who is a defendant in the suit, as the reasoning given for calling him as a witness being so-called principal actor and a bona fide act is not convincing. Rajasthan High Court has ruled while harmonizing the provisions contained under Section 19 of the Family Courts Act, 1984 and Section 28 of the Hindu Marriage Act, 1955 that the period of limitation for preferring an appeal from a decision of the Family Court is 90 days. Allahabad High Court has directed the Bar Council of India to depute an inspection team and submit a report on the matter regarding grant of admission to an unauthorized course by the Noida International University. Bombay High Court has ruled that the state government must conduct training programs and workshops in order to make state officials aware of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act, 2016. Delhi Court has extended the judicial custody of former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram till the 27th of November in the INX Media Money Laundering case filed by the Enforcement Directorate. Central government has allowed the use of current address in place of the one used for completing the KYC of the individual for such facilities. This move will iron out the difficulties in obtaining services like a new bank account for migrant workers. Securities and Exchange Board of India has prescribed wider disclosures and compliance norms by the issuers of listed municipal bonds. SEBI has said in a circular issue that such listed entities should prepare and submit half-yearly unaudited financial results to the stock exchanges within 45 days of the end of the first half of the year, and will submit the annual audited financial results within 60 days from the end of the financial year along with the audited report. Authority for Advance Ruling Kerala has ruled that PVC tufted koi mats and mattings shall be chargeable to a GST of 12%. The tribunal ruled that PVC tufted koi mats and matting shall not be covered by the heading mentioning textile of koi and floor coverings covered under HSN 5702, 5703 and 5705. Further, it was held that if PVC rubber are stuffed on the textile of coir used as floor mats, it shall fall under the customs tariff head 5703-1990 and will be taxed at 12%. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has granted Securities and Exchange Board of India one last chance to file its reply on the revised share delisting norms for companies under insolvency. Further, the tribunal has granted 1A time to SEBI for filing of affidavit and said that failing which, it will proceed ahead in the matter.